so, yeah, as you heard, Jan, so he finished with the recommendations, and this is where we're going to start in the new phase, the second phase of Shared. So, my name is Peter Segre, if you don't know me. I work for Jail, and this is my quick explanation of Jail, right? A lot of Jails around, right? So I work for the company, so Jail is a company, right? I work for the company. We have about 100 people in Amsterdam and Cambridge. And we are coordinating the GEON project, which is an EC-funded project, partly funded by the EC. Another part of the money is coming from the Emirates themselves. So we have a funded project which is coordinated by GEON, the company. Within the project, we have like 39 partners, about 300 people, individuals, participating and working in the project. Other than the project, we also have the community association. It's a GEAM is the association of the 41 NREMs and 16 associate members at the moment in Europe. So if you take those people working for those NREMs and companies, we have, I don't know, I've never counted, I'm just guessing, something like 3,000 to 5,000 people in that community. And of course, all those NREMs are serving their national community. So the national customers, universities, research institutes, campuses in their country. So when we talk about the broader GEAM community, which we mean by the European Research Education Community, there are about 50 million users, including students, staff, researchers, everybody. So those are the numbers that we are usually talking about, right? And we also have a global aspects of it. So we have many peers around the globe, the various world regions, and we try and coordinate with them and work together with them. So whatever we do inside the project, it should be beneficial, not only for the project partners and the project participants, but the entire community, right? So the way how we work and the way how we think, all those good things that we do within the project and within the cloud activity will be useful for the communities via the cloud catalog and via some value-added services the GEAM can develop, okay? GEAM the project. And you are somebody, so you are now participating in the task force, right? The task force is an open task force where all the NREMs and associates are invited, plus all the other people, even individuals, commercials, can come and share and discuss, right? This is where we are now. This is the structure of the new project, at least the activity that deals with the application service delivery pipeline. So this is the pipeline on top, which deals with the providers, set some frameworks, and also deals with the demand side, with the NREMs and the customers. And what we're going to do, we have a special use case, which is WebRTC. The reason why we picked WebRTC is because that's what the community told us to do. So we asked them what would be an application service that you are most interested in, and they said, let's do something on real-time communication and WebRTC. So we're going to apply the result of this framework pipeline methodology to the specific use case, which is real-time communication. We have two, it's also separated into two parts. So there are some organizational aspects and non-technical aspects that is led by me, and I have a team of 12 people there. And there's another one which is the technical aspect, so all the developments that's led by Bartek and Mark will talk about. So that's more or less the structure within the project where we're working in. But yet again, I just want to emphasize the fact that whatever this project group will develop or come up with should be beneficial for the entire community. And I appreciate the opportunity of the task force to talk about this stuff openly with others. So what are the application areas that related to web-based RTC or WebRTC, the technology, as Jan introduced? There are many application areas that we could potentially cover. So this is just a very quick first overview. What we're going to do with this, we're going to sort of pick some of those or sort of prioritize a little bit how we can focus our efforts actually supporting these application areas. Unified communication. Yeah, some areas we already have some support services available, right? Those are highlighted and involved. So unified communications. We support that with the Antonina service, probably heard about it. Traditional video conferencing still relevant, that's supported by EDGECOM, the monitoring and the directory bit. We have multimedia services, streaming, recording repositories, we're supporting that with the EDGEOER, metadata aggregation service. There are many other areas that are sort of new. We do support arts and humanities with special tools, low latency stuff, and the network, obviously. This is the area where we are currently looking into, in web-based real-time communication. That was the bit where all the recommendations were actually set out for the new phase of the project, and these are all the things that Jan already mentioned, right? That we can potentially focus on. I don't want to repeat that. So what we're going to do with this, we're going to review this, we're going to see where the priorities are, and we're going to focus on that, right? So this is the team. I just quickly wanted to show you. This is the T4 team. So this is the non-technical aspect of things. The technical ones will be introduced by Bartek. All the red people are new to this. The other people were involved in the previous activity in one way or another. So I think we have a nice mix of some new fresh blood and the old knowledge in this area. I think the team is broad enough to cover many endpoints and many aspects that we can take into account here. Finally, just quickly, I just wanted to illustrate what I believe or I think the task for team should do. It's up for discussion, right? So it's not yet decided, but I just wanted to show you what I expect the group to do. So we have a bunch of recommendations from Jan. We're not going to take them as a Bible and implement them or deploy them. What we're going to do, we're going to chew on it, yeah, and see what makes sense, what not, where we have resources available, where there's real demand, what we can do, and work with it. So I just picked one recommendation from the roadmap. The first one, it says make the adoption of useful WebRTC services easier by adding them to the cloud catalog with framework agreements or procurements or whatever appropriate, right? So we have to think about it. What would be the approach to this, in my view? Yeah, I just picked three things. We need something which is clever, creative, and scalable. Clever, by clever I mean we have to know what the community want and how they want it, right? So we definitely have to talk to the community, have to talk to you. You have to tell us, right? What you want and how they want, how you want. It must be creative, which to me means that we have to exploit or build on the power of the community. The fact that we are all in Europe and we are global and it's a power, it could be purchasing power, it could be the power of the fact that we are connected by good quality networks, so we can exploit a lot of things. And we have to be creative to utilize or exploit all those benefits in whatever agreement we make with commercials or whatever agreement we make amongst each other as peers within the community, right? There are many things that we can set out there that make sense. And last but not least, we'll be scalable, right? So we have to think global and act local. It's a usual term, but the thing is that whatever we try to do at the European level, that most likely will slow down some of the national activities, or maybe your national procurement will be, if it's about procurement or framework agreement, that would be sort of dependent on any European level activity. And then that's the question what other world regions are doing, right? We often talk to Internet too in the US if they have some similar deals with the same providers or similar providers, what they do, how they do it. So the thing is that I think from day one, whatever we do, we have to think global, we have to discuss openly about things, and we have to see what we can do at least at the European level. But don't forget that that has an implication on any local efforts on that. So it's kind of we have to find the balance, right? We don't want to really kill or slow down any national activities or decisions just because we're waiting for something bigger to come to the European level. Or on the other hand, whatever we put or agree on at the European level should be beneficial or complementary to your national work. or activities, right? So scalability is an important aspect. And still, just an illustration, an example. You may all heard about the offer that Video, CERN, and GEM put together, and I take this as an opportunity, or it was a pretty much an opportunistic decision to try and do something with it, right? And I sent out this survey, and these are just really the preliminary results of that. We have like 10 answers to that, but it shows some trend. And the trend is that the first question was that more general, two general questions and one specific question. So the two general questions were about, are you willing or able to host, provide video conferencing solutions within your own infrastructure, this cloud infrastructure, your physical hardware, virtualization infrastructure, whatever. And the answer is definitely yes. This question was set up primarily to this group, to the team of what you see. So the answer there is actually been positive. So you want those services within your own infrastructure. And the second question was about, are you really able to take video conferencing services provided by other LLMs? And will you offer those services to your community? And the answer to me says that you're still quite open to take any services from your partner LLMs, or at least investigate whether those services could be offered to your community in one way or another, which is, I think, also good. So those are two very promising answers in general that we can definitely build on. And then we come to this, the specific question about the specific video CERN deal. The community is less positive on it, right? So it's whether it's a surprise or not, I don't know, but it's kind of like, yeah, so that particular deal as is may not be interesting for the community, and we have to figure out why and what we may. What was wrong and what went wrong with that to get that result, right? And I think one explanation to that is what we should avoid, I believe, is to jump right into the product development and right into the phase where we are putting off-the-shelf products or offers to the GM capital. I believe there is a process. There is a process that leads to products, and we have to go through that process. And in case, on this special case where you need mostly licenses from a commercial provider, and you need some kind of host infrastructure to cater the that software or licenses certified, it's a kind of a combination of things, and some particular combinations work, some other combinations don't. And we cannot just simply jump into a conclusion where there is an opportunity to provide something, which could lead to some dissatisfaction, but we have to go through this process, right? And I think what T4 and Task Force should do is exactly this, go through this process that leads to some products, and finally, the final goal should still be to make those things available in the cloud catalog, right? So that's the way how we offer services, how NRENs can offer services to other NRENs to the community, or how commercials can offer services to our community. That's the main mechanism is the cloud catalog, but there's a process to get there. And if you talk about licenses, yeah, so that's the same principle. So you have to be scalable, right? You have to understand whether there's some way or another to do European level procurement. Probably not procurement or licensing, you won't be scalable at all. You have to be clever, right? So there we need probably some general procurement framework in place where multiple vendors are able to answer to, and the multiple vendors can be actually selected out of that procurement, so it gives you the choice and remains scalable. And of course, you have to be creative, as I said. So you have to use some power of the community, the volume or the sharing of stuff. If you buy licenses, some percentage of those licenses can be shared with others. So there must be some additional volume, some benefit of the fact that we are together and we do things together in a larger volume than what you can do at a national level, right? And the hosting part that's another aspect, right? So once you solve some part of the issue, there's another issue. If you have a good product or software, if you have a software license, how you make a product out of this that actually works and can be delivered. So there are many delivery options that we have to investigate. who is able to host, who's able to share some infrastructure resources, others, how we can get those infrastructure resources via a tender or by the community. So there are many aspects there as well. And so, my main message here is that there is a process to walk through and make it open and understandable at each and every step for the community. And that will end up in one or two or many products that are available then in the cloud catalog, and then the community can be happy with it. Right, that's my point.